Welcome back. We're up to the last piece here, and we tried to create a structure, a construct for how to create change. And if you're with us for the last few pieces, what we're left with is be big, think big. You're not bound, you're a soul, you're not a body, which means you have so much more potential than you're using right now. And the way that potential usually comes out is through challenge, is through big action, right? Taking care of a little baby is a big deal for a new parent. And they're like, what do I do? Only because they took such big action can they draw from such a resource that's inside them and become bigger people. And so we spoke about big goals and setting habits and rituals to allow ourselves to enable our minds to become different around these right ways of living our lives. And if you're like me, you're thinking like, sounds awesome. I'm going to actually do this. Like, I have already a life and I've made these decisions and I've tried before. That's for sure. And like now, okay, I'd like to be inspired to try again, but there's no way. How do I get the strength to make this a reality? And I want to share with you a bit of advice that I got that has literally changed my life. This is an advice that I got from a friend of mine whose father had a heart attack one day, unexpected. And he came out of the surgery room and was a totally different person. He didn't like quit his job and leave or something. He just acted differently. And when my friend asked him what was different, he said that while he was being led into the room to get his surgery, there were so many things that he wanted to do that he never did. He didn't want to like quit his job and go bungee jumping. He just always assumed that he would get things done tomorrow. And he promised himself that if he would survive the surgery, he would stop thinking of tomorrow. That he'd wake up every morning and he'd ask himself, how can I be great today? Our problem is that we think that anytime I make a change, it is forever. And that's such a huge commitment. Like, I got to give up what forever? Are you kidding me? Like, oh no, but I like ice cream. But I can't not say those words. I don't want to do that. Like, it's so hard for me to become that type of person. That's not who I am. I like doing this. I like doing that. We think that the minute we make a change, it is forever. And that's not true. Because let's go back a little bit into the spiritual world. In fact, the only thing that's real spiritually is right now. The past is no longer. And the future hasn't happened yet. So if you really want to get into the core of who you are, all you really are is this exact second. In fact, last second isn't even part of reality anymore. It's just a memory. And the next second is just speculation. All we are is now. And when we look at the world from the eyes of forever, everything becomes intimidating and daunting. If we look at the world of like, oh my God, this is my new life, we don't have the energy to change. But if we look at the world one day at a time, it's a different world. I can be great for a day. I can work for a day. I can try harder for a day. I can be deeper. I can be more merciful. I can be more kind. I can be more spiritual. I can smile more. I could be the best me for a day. I'll sleep tonight, but for today, we can do anything for a day. The way you find the strength, you stop looking at your life as one continuum to forever. You start realizing that when your eyes open in the morning, all you really have is a day. And so when you look at the world one day at a time, you find strength that you never had earlier. You find an ability that you couldn't have had because you're so used to using this and going, oh my God, this is, I can't, no way. You start speculating 5, 10, 20 years out. And just that speculation alone makes us go crazy. We're exhausted thinking about it that we forget it. I can't do this. This is too much. One day I can do it. There's a great author named Dale Carnegie. He writes about living in day-tight components. You live day-tight. It's like these rooms in these cargo ships where they would basically just create sort of airtight environments in case they would hit certain dangerous seas. He says, if you live your life one day at a time, and whatever happens tomorrow is tomorrow, whatever happened yesterday is yesterday, all I'm worried about is the next 10, 12, 13, 15 hours, you find strength you didn't have earlier. There's a great rabbi named Rabbi Nachman from a town of Breslov. He was a great philosopher, and he spoke about how in life, all that's really asked of us is how we act today. If you look at it from that vantage point, you say, okay, I'm here. I want to make a difference. I want to make a change. And you know what? I don't know if I can really hold on to this long term. I really don't know if I can. Maybe in the next 2 weeks, it's going to fall. In 2 weeks, I'm going on vacation. And then I got this. And then it's the summertime. And then it's this time. And at that time, you know, it'd be a great time to start tomorrow. No. Just today. If you take everything that you want to do, the habits you want to form, the rituals you want to be able to have, you take the life you want to live, you want to see the world from the right perspective. That deep down, that's what we want. And we say to ourselves, okay, I'm going to do it today. Just today. I'll wake up tomorrow morning and decide if I want to do this again. What we find is we have the strength for today. And that's all we can ask of ourselves. That's all anyone ever asks of us. That's all God ever asks of us anyways. He only asks of us to make decisions when we're conscious. He's not asking for us to live in the future. When we look at our lives one day at a time, there's a strength that we find. There's this peace and calmness that overtake us where we don't have to worry about what's going to be, what's going to be, what's going to be. And between me and you, we don't really know what's going to be. Living and trying to be great for today gives us the strength to be the people that we know we are. Not that we can be, that we are. And that is the essence of change. The essence of change is realizing that it's in our power, realizing that it's in our mind, realizing that when we take responsibility for our lives, we get that control back. Change, and we realize that most of what we want really is being determined by our perspective, not reality. Because there is no reality. We're trying to control circumstances, but meanwhile, what's really driving our experience that we call life is our perspective. Deep down, what we want needs to be changed because we already have most of what we want. It's just sending us in the wrong direction. Change is realizing that you're not your decisions, you're not your body, you're not your role, you're not your honors, you're not your letters after your name, you're not whatever uniform you put on in the morning. You are a soul that is not bound by this world, that can change on a dime, that can never fall too far, that can never do too bad. You may hurt people and have to make that amends, but you at your core come from a source that's not in this world that you can always change. It comes from realizing that unless your goals are going to inspire you, you're not going to get up and do them. If you wake up in the morning and drag yourself out of bed, you don't have inspiring enough goals. If you find that your life is one process of dragging through life, trying to survive and then killing time, your goals aren't inspiring enough. And usually it's the fear of failure that stops us from having inspiring goals. But the truth is, the fear of failure is a worthy price for the chance of greatness. And when you choose greatness, you set your goals high and you create the dreams. And then you look for not the tasks, but the habits and rituals to get you there. And then you focus on doing it all one day at a time. You focus on being great just for today. You actually change. You actually are a different person. And day after day, week after week, it's like anybody who tries to lose weight or works out or tries to learn a subject. You do it every day, and then you don't even know when it hits. Just you wake up one morning, and you're a different person. It's like when you grow, when your aunt sees you after 10 years, she's like, oh my God, you got so big. And you're like, I didn't get so big. I'm me. I look myself every day in the mirror. You can't really see growth, because true growth doesn't happen overnight. Only on the infomercials does it happen overnight. True growth happens outside our eye. It's hidden. It's small. It's these small changes that make us different people. It's the habits that form. It's the vision that we have. It's the people that we become. And so I appreciate you listening, and my blessing to all of us is that we realize and appreciate that change is not only possible, it's part of our lives. Everyone needs to change. Everyone needs to grow. Everyone needs to strive. And when we realize the possibilities and break it down into the elements, we see that it's the most exciting, most invigorating part of our lives. Pivot. Change, grow, be great. Thank you so much for listening. Of course, always email me, charlie@charlieharari.com. Check out charlieharari.com, charlieharari. And remember, life isn't meant to be good. Life isn't meant to even be great. Life is meant to be awesome. And when you're able to change, when you're able to grow, you wake up one morning and you take a deep breath and you go, you know, life is awesome. Thanks so much. Looking forward to being in touch.